Researchers have found exposing children to CT scans is increasing their risk of developing cancer. In fact, each additional scan increases the risk by 16%. Scientists from the University of Melbourne want doctors to weigh up the radiation risk before they order a scan for a child. David Cody reports.
Professorial Fellow of the University of Melbourne, John Matthews, was previously Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer. His team has examined the Medicare and cancer records of almost 11 million Australians aged up to 19 years old, and they found the risk of children developing cancer after a CT scan is higher than previously thought, especially at younger ages.
The risk is increased to a small extent, possibly one extra cancer for every 2,000 exposures to a CT scan.
It's medical technology that takes doctors to the core of the problem, creating a 3D image of the most inaccessible nooks of the body. But it's the beams of ionising radiation that can cause cellular damage that's prompted the new research to be presented at the World Congress of Public Health. In the study, more than 3,100 children who'd had a CT scan had developed cancer. This was 24% higher than children who hadn't had the scan. The risk of developing cancer increased by 16% for each additional CT scan.
What we found was that the younger people were at the time of a CT scan, the greater the increase in relative risk. Whereas if they're exposed as adolescents, then the relative increase in risk was smaller, even though because that risk of cancer tends to rise with increasing age, the absolute risk does tend to go up with increasing age at diagnosis.
Do you know why that is? Is it because the children's bodies are still developing?
We think it's something to do with the way the cells turn over in younger people. They do seem to be more sensitive to the insult from the ionising radiation that can eventually lead to cancer.
Dr. Bastian Seidel is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
GPs will always try to avoid radiation when it comes to initiating investigations for children, for the obvious reason. But sometimes it's just necessary. For example, if your child has a severe head injury caused by an accident, it might just be necessary to undergo a CT scan to make sure there's no, you know, damage to the brain, no damage to the skull. So we don't use CT scans very often, but sometimes we just have to.
Dr. Bastian Seidel from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, ending that report by David Cody.